On this week's arts page, the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica invites you to a red carpet movie premiere on Thursday, December 17. Stick around to find out more as we uncover this week's arts page. The Star Wars films have had a strong following since it first premiered in 1977, and avid moviegoers are no strangers to the meandering plots. The franchise depicts the adventures of various characters decades ago in a galaxy far away, and is centered around, but not limited to, the rise and fall of Anakin Skywalker, or Darth Vader.
No, I am your father.
The Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica has hosted a number of events throughout 2015 to raise funds to help persons with kidney disease. And at the end of the year, they traditionally choose one major film as part of their fundraising activities. Last year, it was the remake of the timeless classic Annie. This year, they will take patrons to the final frontier. National Coordinator for the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica, Pamela Allen Sutherland, says the event is being hosted to assist kidney patients with basic needs.
You'll find that even though the treatment is free, so many of them are not able to afford the basics, lunch, bus fare, because they're not employed. And some are really able to work, but they can't pass a medical. So you find that they're always in need, and this is where we try as much as possible to assist.
Many Jamaicans suffer from kidney disease, and it tends to take a toll on the entire family, as patients are often hit by significant expenses associated with dialysis treatment. Many patients require at least 2 treatments per week at a minimum of $10,000 per session. This has inspired members of the Kidney Support Foundation to do what they can to help patients and their families. Aid from the foundation can range from catheters to CAT scans and even school fee for family members. As such, fundraisers such as Thursday's movie premiere go a far way in helping to preserve a life. Mrs. Sutherland says the movie is suited for persons of all ages and promises good, clean fun.
You could come, have a good time. It's clean fun. We usually choose movies like those where the family, be it your grandmother, your child, everybody can sit and have fun.
The Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica will be rolling out the red carpet for the 2015 movie premiere of Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens, at Carib 5 in Crossroads at 8 p.m. Cocktails start at 7:15. Tickets will go at $3,000 for regular seats and $5,000 for box seats. There's still time to purchase yours and contribute to this worthy cause. Call the Kidney Support Foundation at 322-2905 to get tickets. The Force is strong with this one. Well, that's all we have time for today. Join us again next week, same time, same place, for another edition of The Arts Page. I'm Vanessa Silvera, closing with the words of the wise Yoda. No, there is no try. Do or do not. There is no try. See you at the movies.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house. And switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.